Offering our most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, we welcome you to this morning segment of the Thursday Live. Wishing you all a very, very happy Thursday, and we hope you all are keeping well and keeping safe. This is the second week of the changed Thursday Live schedule that we are following. So in the first 15 minutes of the Thursday morning segment, we are going to give you updates about what's happening in Prashanthi Nilayam. What is new from the Sri Satisai Media Center? Is there something that you need to look out for? And we will call also your attention to the new releases that are yet to happen in the week to follow. And so here I am to give you all of those updates. The first news that we would probably like to share with all of you is a video that we released last evening. Most of you must have seen it. It is about a collaborative effort that is going to take place between UNICEF and the Sri Satisai organization and the Sri Satisai Central Trust. The UNICEF is in a effort to disseminate verified and necessary critical information regarding the pandemic that we're all facing, is partnering with the Sri Satisai organization. They're going to be training our young Sevadal to enable them to take this message to the people in different corners of the world, especially in different corners of the country, to be more precise. As we speak, training of about 4,000 Sevadal are underway, and this number is only the first phase. It's going to increase after that in a webinar that the representatives from WHO, UNICEF had with representatives from the Sri Satisai Central Trust and the Sri Satisai Seva Organization. This plan was unveiled, and we're very happy about that. And this is yet another opportunity that Swami is giving the Sevadal members to sanctify their lives in Swami's service. And that's one of the most important updates that we have from Prashanthi Nilayam. Do stay tuned for more updates, which are likely to come this week. And I'm not saying anything more than that. Coming back to the events at Prashanthi Nilayam, we are in a very important week. Because a couple of days from now, we are going to have the most important of festivals being observed at Prashanthi Nilayam. We are going to have the Dashara celebrations, albeit a very different one from the ones that we've seen in the past few years. Because the partial lockdown continues to be in place, devotees are still not being allowed to come and sit in the Sai Kulwant Hall or the Purnachandra Auditorium as per the guidelines from the local governments. So even though the celebrations are going to take place, and when I say the celebrations are going to take place, the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna, which is organized during this period, in fact, the 7 days of Dashara is celebrated for 9 days. So the puja in the mandir starts day after tomorrow, the first day of the Dashara celebrations, culminating in the Vijayadashami on the 25th of October. But the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajnam will begin in Prashanthi Nilayam at the Purnachandra Auditorium as always on Monday. And though devotees are not going to be allowed to come and sit and participate, we do hope that all of you will join us virtually, because we do have the permission to stream live the happenings of the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. Talking about Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna before we move on to other things, as per the new schedule for Thursday Live, at 7:30 in the evening, we have a special live satsang. Last week, it was a satsang on the importance of Rudram by Brother Bishu and Amai. This week, I'm going to be joining you with Brother Arvind, and we are going to speak about the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna, how it all began, and the beautiful genesis of this wonderful event that continues to take place at Prashanthi Nilayam, even in these changed circumstances. So that's something that I and Arvind are looking forward to, and we hope to see you all then. So that's at 7:30 p.m. You can tune into Asia Stream, or if you'd like to see it on YouTube, you can tune into our channel, Sri Satya Sai Official, and you'll be able to watch that live satsang. I would suggest that you watch it, because hearing means only hearing to our voice. Watching it also means the ability to see some beautiful images from the Dashara of the 1940s and 50s. So you wouldn't want to miss that. So that's for this evening. Talking about Dashara and Dashara celebrations, there are a host of programs that we have planned for Dashara. Given that most of you are not going to be able to participate physically, we do hope that through these offerings that we are doing online, you will be able to stay tuned to Prashanthi Nilayam and enjoy being in Swami's presence in a virtual sense. We have a host of channels, so our programs are spread across these many channels. I'll give you a brief about the various things that you can look forward to. If you follow the language of Telugu, there are programs every day starting from the 16th. There are going to be 9 talks, 3 on the topic Ichha Shakti, 3 on the topic Kriya Shakti, and 3 on the topic Jnana Shakti. That will be every day at 10:30 a.m. That is starting on 16th October right up till 25th October. If you tune into the Sri Satya Sai Sandeshajhari channel, that's the Telugu channel, at 10:30 a.m. you'll be able to listen to that talk. There is also a talk at 8 p.m. in the same channel on the various suktams that we have on Devi, the Durga Suktam, Devi Suktam, and so on and so forth. That is also a talk that will be there for every day, starting on 16th, right up till the 25th. Apart from that, you will find some beautiful devotional songs in that channel and a few snippets of past interviews too. That is, if you follow the language of Telugu. Some of them do have subtitles too, and going forward, we will try to have subtitles for as many of those talks as possible. Starting again on 16th October, tomorrow that is, we will have special instrumental Devi bhajans on our Sri Satya Sai Bhajan channel. There will be one instrumental bhajan every day. That's the new offering from the Bhajan channel, apart from some very interesting compilations of Devi bhajans, which will be made on every day. That's again a special offering. Starting 17th October, there's going to be a very, very special offering from the Sri Satya Sai Media Center. We are going to have a virtual saptaham, so to say, on the Devi Mahatmyam. For those of you who have been to Prashanthi Nilayam during the Dashara celebrations, you must have observed that even as the Yajnam is in progress on the stage of the Purnachandra, in the sidelines somewhere near the D, what we call the D in the auditorium where you'd have the equipment, there would be some students sitting there and reading some books. You would have seen Swami walking up to them and looking at what they're doing. And that is the Devi Mahatmya Parayanam that happens even as the Dashara Yajnam is going on. It's a very sacred text, and doing the Parayanam of that text during this period is considered particularly auspicious. So starting 17th October, we are going to be presenting this chanting of the Devi Mahatmyam as a virtual offering. 17th October at 4 p.m, there's going to be an introductory talk on the importance of Devi Mahatmyam that is going to be presented by Vednarayan sir. He's one of the people who leads this effort even during the Dashara, so he's going to talk about the importance of Devi Mahatmyam. And thereafter, every morning, even as we enter what we refer to as the Brahma Muhurtam, we will have the episodes of the Devi Mahatmyam Parayanam. So that's going to start on the 19th of October, even as the Dashara Yajnam begins. So on 19th of October, 4 a.m. in the morning, Indian Standard Time, if you log on to the Sri Satya Sai official YouTube channel and of course the Sri Satya Sai Baba Facebook channel as well, you will be able to listen to the Devi Mahatmya Parayanam. There is a certain way in which this entire text is divided when you want to do a Parayanam for 7 days, and it is accordingly divided, and it is being done in a very traditional manner, what the invocatory prayers followed by the reading of the chapters and concluding with the prayers that need to be chanted in conclusion. That entire thing is being presented as a module. So those of you who would like to do the Parayanam, you can join in at 4 a.m. in the morning. It's going to be a very special offering from us. We are looking forward to that. There will be chanting. There will be explanation of what is being chanted so that you will get an idea of what that Parayanam is all about. So that's one of the most important offerings from the Media Center during this Dashara celebrations. This year we don't have the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha that we usually have during Dasharas because congregations are not happening. But nevertheless, for the 7 days, the Yajnam is being celebrated. In the evening, we will be having Swami's discourse being played. As you listen to the bhajans in the evening, it will conclude with Swami's discourse. You can also tune in at 6 p.m. to the official YouTube channel to listen to the same discourse. This time around, you can also listen to the same discourse clips with Hindi translations in our Hindi channel, Shri Satya Sai Premavani. So, in the evening, even as we are scheduling the discourses in English, with the actual translation as it happened when Swami delivered the discourse, with subtitles of course, the same discourse will be presented with Hindi translations on our Hindi channel, Shri Satya Sai Premavani. So these are the very interesting offerings from the Shri Satya Sai Media Center. This is our humble effort to keep you all connected to Prashanti Nilayam during this period, even as we pray to Swami that things will return to normal and we are able to return to Prashanti Nilayam. Even though people are not allowed to sit in Prashanti Nilayam, as you all are aware a couple of weeks back, people are now allowed to come to the Sai Kulwant Hall and offer their respects at the Shri Satya Sai Sannidhi, which is Swami's Samadhi. And that continues to be there. Even during the Dashara, people will be allowed to come and visit the Sai Sannidhi. That will continue to be there. People are just not allowed to sit and participate in programs at the present moment. So these are the offerings that are set to happen in this week. We'll meet you again next Thursday to give you an update about what is to follow because there are festivals lined up. After this, you have the Diwali celebrations and then we have the month of November, which is the month where we have Swami's grand 95th birthday celebrations. So every week when you tune into Asia Stream at 9:45, you will get updates about what is happening in Prashanti Nilayam and what is happening at the Shri Satya Sai Media Center. So again, a reminder, do join us at 7:30, me and Arvind, to listen to the history of the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna. Some very fascinating and interesting stories related to that. You might have heard some of that as part of our afternoon satsang program, but nevertheless, it is always a joy to listen to it again and again, and also see visuals of Swami's young age photographs. So that's the temptation I'm going to leave you with. I'm going to join you shortly because the next segment, the Gita series, is the segment where I meet you with my presentation on the Bhagavad Gita, where we journey together. But let me take a short breather, and in the meanwhile, I'm going to play for you a small bhajan or a small song. Don't go away, very shortly I'll be joining you for the Gita series.
ಸಾಧನಾ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣರಾಯ ಆದಿವಂ.